Oil is not the only fossil fuel that's becoming more expensive. The price of Appalachian coal has gone from $35 a ton up to almost $60 since last summer. Coal-fired power plants are burning more, and so are foreign steelmakers. So Appalachian coal mines are hiring new workers for the first time in years. That means more people are taking on the hazards of mining on the surface and underground. Dan Heyman reports from Elkins, West Virginia.
More than 600 people once worked at the Sentinel Mine in north-central West Virginia. Now it's fewer than 100. But at the entrance of the mine, there's a new handmade sign. The drippy blue letters say that applications are being taken. And in a building here, people learn to be miners so they can file those applications.
Methane by itself has an explosive range of what? 5 to 15%.
Tom Hall is with the West Virginia University Mine Extension Service. Hall tells the class of 6 men and 1 woman how to avoid an underground explosion.
We become concerned with methane at 1%. 1.5%, we're looking at shutting basically everything down.
Before anyone can work in a West Virginia mine, they have to pass a certification test. To pass, they take a 40-hour surface or 80-hour underground apprentice miner class. In the class, they learn about powerful machinery and sophisticated safety equipment. Hall says safety is emphasized in the underground classes because the mines are heavy industry sites under millions of tons of rock.
We use multi-gas detectors to check for methane. We deal with taking care of the water in the mines. Safety is a priority in the mines.
Few seem frightened off by what they learn. So far, West Virginia has issued 1,000 more miner certificates this year than were issued last year. An apprentice miner could start at $17 an hour with excellent benefits, including good health care. Ask 20-year-old Seth Fletcher why he wants to become a miner, and the cocky Navy vet rubs his thumb against his fingertips.
Money is most definitely the main draw. Nothing pays this high with just a high school graduate, you know, education. Coal mining's hot right now, you know, so jobs are out there. You just got to look for them.
Not only are underground mines dangerous, they are dirty and often profoundly uncomfortable places to work. Some coal seams, called low coal, are less than 4 feet thick. A miner working low coal might never be able to stand up straight. But Fletcher, with his leather jacket and tattoos, brushes such concerns aside.
Most of us aren't really city boys, so we're used to getting dirty anyway, so the dirty thing ain't no big deal. Underneath a rock, you know, I've never been underneath something like that, but it don't really matter to me. Money's money.
This is good news for Consol, the company that dominates the mines of northern West Virginia. In the next few years, Consol plans to hire the equivalent of nearly half of their current workforce of 6,400 people. But Vice President Thomas Hoffman says it's not just because of the rising price of coal, but because of the age of their workers.
The real driver behind what you're beginning to see, and I think it really is just the beginning, is just the fact that we're going to have a large number of people beginning to retire in the next 3 to 8 years, and we think we could have a turnover of 3,000 people.
For years, a steady decline in mine employment has meant that when a position did open up, there was generally a laid-off worker ready to fill it. Now many of these workers are retiring at a time when prices are sparking more production. That means openings for young people who don't mind the risks and the discomfort. For NPR News, I'm Dan Heyman.